is a normal part of Paul's relationship with the communities, especially this kind of cantankerous group of Corinth, that he was constantly aware of the poor. Constantly aware of the poor. And so he would regularly, as in this passage here, when he's sort of gilding the lily, because I think there's a slight irony when he says you're excelling everything in speech and knowledge, blah, 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 because they're a bunch of bozos most of the time. They don't know what's going on. They misunderstand everything. But there's no question that he is quite earnest in asking for their help for people who were in deep need. And that's, I think, where we need to hear what we need to hear today. Let me read you something that came in the mail. And I'm sure everybody who's been watching the news won't find this surprising. Over 18 million people across the Sahel region of West Africa are facing an extreme hunger crisis triggered by crop shortages, rising food prices, and political instability. Young children are smaller, weaker, and far more vulnerable to their chances of survival are lower. June marked the beginning of the peak lean season, and in the hardest hit areas, the poorest families are going without 80% of what they need to survive through to October. These families and children will not survive without help. Many have already lost their lives. Save the Children has scaled up our emergency operation in Niger, Mali, Mauritania, and Burkina Faso. We've already reached over 300,000 people with life-saving programs. Throughout 2012, we're aiming to assist 1.5 million people, including almost 1 million children who face starvation, but are facing a funding shortfall. I'm sure if you've been watching the news, you've seen these heartbreaking pictures of these little tiny babies. Their huge heads, huge in relationship to the rest of their bodies, which look like stick figures. Paul will say that we are members of each other. Kind of outrageous claim given our normal North American individualism. But that's what it exactly means to be converted. That's what it exactly means to be a follower of this poor man, Jesus, who made himself poor. We're not talking about getting rid of his divine status, but he simply allied himself with the poor. So, very short homily and very pointed homily. I think we should really come to the aid of these people, even to the point of feeling the pinch ourselves. I've sent $500 for what we have in the bank. There's $700 and several thousand dollars of my own money. Because they are our sisters and brothers, you know? We have to make a choice. Is this real or is this not real? Does this gospel cut into our lives or does it not cut into our lives? I think it is very simple. Matter of calculation. And because of the profound need in that part of the world, you know, to say we are Christians and to ignore that situation is to belie our claims.